This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. As we all now know, the NFL has a new policy about the national anthem. You can either stay in your locker room during the anthem, but if you do come out, you must stand. And if you don't, your team is going to be fined. We have seen different franchises like the Jets say, okay, go ahead and kneel. We'll pay it for you. Other franchises are like the 49ers saying we need a more in-depth look at this rule. 4 hours, that's all that it took, and the union was not involved with the owners before they came out with this new decision. Sage Rosenfels, former NFL quarterback for 12 years, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Sage, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
Thanks for coming on. And so let's talk about this from a team perspective. You know, what does this rule change potentially do to chemistry if two or three players in the NFL decide next year to stay in the locker room and the rest of the team comes out? Has the NFL created a problem for head coaches when it comes to team unity?
Yeah, I think they have put, you know, a lot of people in tough positions, and I think that, you know, nobody wants to be the, you know, the two or three guys who come out of the locker room 10 minutes after everybody else, and, you know, the entire fan base is staring at the tunnel to see who is, you know, what somebody might consider unpatriotic. That's an extremely awkward situation. You know, my guess is that, like, a lot of teams will do what they did last year, and they'll come together, and they'll probably decide on sort of a team decision and make the thing about the team. You know, if one player decides he wants to stay in the locker room, maybe the entire team will just decide, you know what, we're going to sort of eliminate the controversy and all stay in the locker room, or eliminate controversy and everybody come out in the field at the same time and everybody stand. It's extremely interesting ruling that came down. I think for me as a former player, what bothers me most, and this is the difference between the NBA and the NFL. Mm-hmm. The NBA, the Players Association, and the league, they work together to try to sort of maximize the power of the entire league in general, the players and ownership, the entire league. The NFL is very different. It's very much owners versus players and not really a collective group. So I think it would have been much better if the ownership would have worked with the players to come up with some solutions to this issue. And because this issue, obviously, is the way that the answer they came up with, obviously, was not a good one, because now the fire seems to be almost as hot as it was a year and a half ago when the whole thing started.
Right. And I kind of was surprised at this rule change, just because I remember what happened with the Steelers when the Steelers voted to stay inside the locker room as a team, saying we weren't going to come out in the end of September as a team. But then Alejandro Villanueva, their offensive lineman, who was a West Point graduate, went out by himself and stood in the tunnel at attention during the national anthem. And after the game, he had to apologize for throwing. He said he threw his team under the bus. It just seems like those type of situations where if as a unit we're going to do one thing, yet somebody disagrees with it and does it on his own, that we could see some pretty tense moments inside of locker rooms next year, right?
Yeah, and, you know, rather than us talking about, you know, how guys are, you know, how, you know, if Andrew Luck comes back from injury or Deshaun Watson or, you know, this, that, and the other, this is what people are going to be, you know, thinking about. They through the concessions area and, you know, the backs area of these stadiums. What are people going to think about when there's cameramen who are on their knees, yeah, you know, pointing the camera up at players on the sidelines? I mean, it's almost like now we're all going to be hyper aware of what everybody's doing during the national anthem, and you know, who has their head on, who puts their hand on their heart, who doesn't, who sings along and who doesn't. You know, and I think to add fuel to the fire, to try to divide us even more as a country, our president said that if you don't, address the flag and stand, you should possibly be removed from the country. I mean, these are pretty interesting times, pretty volatile times, and it's amazing what Colin Kaepernick did, whether you like it or not. You know, almost 2 years later now, we're still talking about it, and all he did was take a knee on the suggestion from an Army Ranger, Nate Boyer, right, by the way, right, as respect to the troops, but how that can get twisted for political reasons so people can get some sort of advantage in politics.
everybody forgets that Colin initially sat down during the anthem, and it was that Army Ranger that said, hey, do me a favor and take a knee instead. That shows more respect than sitting during the anthem. And that, I think, is the most disappointing piece of all of this, is because we know the owners are terrified of Trump. We've seen these statements come out now where the owners are terrified of Trump, but they just showed it so dramatically because didn't they just confirm the false narrative that the protests were about the flag and about the country versus about what we saw in Milwaukee with Bucks player Sterling Brown?
Yeah, and I think the owners have taken the side, with Trump. Again, we're talking about that 31 billionaires. The Packers is a team that are sort of owned by, fans or stockholders or whatever. But 31 billionaires are concerned that the President of the United States might tweet or say something that's going to affect their business. And again, that's unprecedented as well. He's done this to a lot of different organizations. He doesn't like Amazon for whatever reason. He's made comments about them. It hurts people's business. Their mm-hmm. stock immediately dropped and cost them billions of dollars. And so, I don't know the ethics rules on that. I don't know how American that is. We talk about respect for the flag. I went on the U.S. flag code the other day when I was sort of tweeting about this whole thing. And I was really blown away about all the different aspects of the flag code right. that everyday Americans who absolutely love this country, absolutely love everything the flag stands for, they're disrespecting the flag and the things that we do. Just having the flag flat on the field, which is how almost every game is now, a huge flag draped over the center of the field, that is considered disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Wearing your flag on clothing, considered disrespectful. These are all things that I was really baffled by. And nowhere, by the way, in this U.S. flag code does it actually say taking a knee during the national anthem is considered disrespectful. It's actually not in there. So it is, again, it's amazing how things can get twisted for political use to divide this country. So one side can seem like they're the more patriotic side and the other side can seem unpatriotic. And if someone's unpatriotic, at that point, we won't listen to people who are unpatriotic. So the message then gets lost.
It's a great point. When think about that on Memorial Day, when you're putting on your bikini for the national anthem or watching NASCAR, when those cars are with the American flag paint decals, that's actually not considered respectful for the flag to do that. And speaking of respect, Art Rooney yesterday said that he believes that linking arms or raising a fist would be considered an inappropriate way during the national anthem, which is, I guess, the appropriate level of respect is the terminology we're talking about here. So you can't kneel, you can't link arms, and you can't raise a fist. This is going a little bit crazy, isn't it?
Well, it's starting to feel like countries that aren't the United States of America, the countries that don't have freedom as their number one really priority in the First Amendment. We've seen this happen with other countries where everyone has to do the exact same thing. This is sort of extreme nationalism has sort of gone over the top all around the world. It's really changed in the last few years. A lot of fears going on. Obviously, immigration and refugee immigration has caused issues all over the world. And that sort of extreme nationalism, this is a part of it. And sort of whether you're with us or you're against us. And right now we're talking about something that we've been doing for a long time in this country that there was never an issue. But now it seems, as I said, you walk into a stadium and everyone's going to be looking around to see who is not following the protocol of what the U.S. flag code may say, and at the same time wearing a T-shirt that has the American flag on it. So, again, very interesting times.
Sage Rosenfeld, former NFL quarterback, joining us. I got about a minute left, Sage. I mean, how does this end in your mind? Does this get collective bargain down the road? And are we looking at a situation where Roger Goodell has made it much worse than what it was just a couple of months ago?
Yeah, I actually thought going into this season, I thought there would probably be almost, and I don't even like to use the word protest. I almost find it as an act of awareness, trying to get people to be aware of this cause. They're not protesting the anthem, not protesting the flag. I guess you could call it a protest during the anthem. I think that there's a very big difference there. But I thought this was sort of starting to go away. It was losing steam. Fewer and fewer teams were kneeling last year. Fewer and fewer players were kneeling last year. Obviously the Kaepernick situation is going on with his lawsuit against the NFL. I thought it was going to slowly go away. Now it's, again, directly back on the forefront. And, again, what's really incredible is we're almost 2 years away removed from when Colin Kaepernick took that knee during the anthem on the silent, peaceful protest, which is what the First Amendment's absolutely all about, and we're still talking about it. So people say it was a terrible protest because, you know, maybe he didn't have the right words to say afterwards, and he didn't do all the correct things afterwards that he probably should have done to bring more awareness to his cause. But again, we're almost 2 years later, we're still talking about it. It's still a sin of the NFL, which to me says that the NFL has mismanaged this thing because they are the PR machine for the league. It's not the players.
That's a great point. Sage, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the long weekend.
Thanks for having me on.
That is Sage Rosenfels, former NFL quarterback, 12 years in the league. Bounced around to a bunch of different teams. At Sage Rosenfels 18 on Twitter. I highly recommend checking out his Twitter account. He's got some great stuff on there about this conversation. We'll continue this conversation on a Memorial Day weekend about the flag and changing. And we're learning. Like Sage said, you look up the flag and what is considered respectful or not, some of the things might shock you when you see it on Monday. That topic next.